From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and I'm not just man-spreading, I'm anchor man-spreading. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. I missed you guys. We got a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be joined by Hollywood super producer Brian Grazer. He is supposedly going to be talking about his new book, but we know he is scouting us for a new movie. It's about a public radio quiz show secretly hosted by eagles.
What is the matter with that eagle?
It was carrying a raccoon.
Wow.
Anyway, we don't care what you secretly are when you call in. We can't see you. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Lori from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I am fine. We were just in Raleigh, or in the Raleigh area. We're in Durham.
We were there.
You were there?
Yes.
And yet you can't have enough of us. You called us
back.
No,
masochistic that way.
I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Lori. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, author, humorist, carpenter, and motelier, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Lori.
I said that in the French style to make it sound fancy.
Very fancy.
And a feature writer for the style section of the Washington Post, it's Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Lori.
And this week, we welcome to our panel a comedian, actor, and author, most recently of The Smartest Book in the World. It's Mr. Greg Proops.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Hello, National Public Radio people.
Lori, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, of course. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your first quote comes from a man with the unlikely name of Sepp Blatter.
I am a mountain goat that keeps going and going and going. I cannot be stopped.
Well, turns out he can. Mr. Blatter said that just before he finally stepped down as the president of what organization?
FIFA.
Yes, FIFA. Very good. Now, soon to be former FIFA president Sepp Blatter, who is both the dominant figure in international soccer and a villain in Star Wars, resigned this week after it was revealed that FIFA has been insanely and incredibly corrupt for years. No one noticed what they were up to because everybody was distracted by Cristiano Ronaldo's abs.
You know, Sepp Blatter, it sounds like something you could get rid of with antibiotics.
Really?
Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter. I'm afraid you have Sepp Blatter, but
right.
We have a cure
it's
for
it. It's like
that.
A urinary tract infection.
Or it sounds like, it almost sounds like Step Blatter, which is the bladder your mother married. Anyway, last week, a number of Sepp Blatter's closest associates, Pratt Bulger, Jabba the Hutt, and Severus Snape, were indicted by the FBI on charges of corruption, influence peddling, and hand bribes. In international soccer, you see, you're only supposed to accept sacks of cash with your feet.
Hand bribes?
Hand bribes.
That sounds worse than Sepp Blatter, frankly.
It does. It kind of does. Yeah.
I tried to get a hand bribe here in Chicago last night, and it didn't work out at all.
No. We were wondering about this. These guys were arrested by the FBI for crimes of corruption. That raises a number of questions. First of all, why U.S. law enforcement and not European law enforcement? I guess this is because this is America. If we can't beat you at your game, we will arrest you and put you in jail.
Yeah, well, I bet the FIFA people are thinking, why don't Americans just go back to not caring about soccer like
Yeah, I know. And it's going to be weird for us to try these guys. It's going to be so weird when their corruption trial ends in a tie. Lori, here is your next quote.
Let the snooping resume.
That was a headline at Ars Technica referring to the passing of the USA Freedom Act, which replaces what now dead, elapsed, expired piece of legislation.
The Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act is no more. The Patriot Act, which has kept us free, has expired. But no worries, the USA Freedom Act
has taken its place, which stands for, and this is not a joke, they actually came up with this. The USA Freedom Act stands for the United and Strengthening America by Fulfilling Rights and Ending Eavesdropping Dragnet Collection and Online Monitoring Act.
No way.
It's in the Constitution that says nothing with a cool acronym violates your rights. But they're cheating with the acronym. They omit the word by, and then they hyphenate Dragnet Collection, so they just have to use the D instead of the DC. So it doesn't really spell out USA Freedom. It spells USA Befriedkaam.
Anyway, the point is now they can only spy on me with a court order?
Well, it's weird. There's really only one change, and that is this. The NSA does not suck up all our metadata, all our phone call data. The phone companies do, and the NSA has to go and ask the phone companies for it.
Well, that's going to be tough.
Well, that's what I mean. We are totally safe. Our privacy is secure because you really think the government is going to be any better at getting a human being at AT&T on the phone? Lori, here is your last quote.
Don't worry your little heads. Remove your shoes, submit to body scans, and keep your complaints to yourselves.
That was the LA Times paraphrasing Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson's response to the fact that according to his own organization's study, who fails 95% of the time?
The TSA?
Exactly right, the TSA. Turns out, remember when you've been, all the times you've been standing in the TSA lines going through the metal detectors thinking it was all pointless? You were right. And that is according to the Department of Homeland Security, which runs the TSA. They sent, quote, red teams with hidden explosives or guns through the checkpoints. They tried 70 times, but you'll be happy to know they only got through without detection 67 times. That's a 95% failure rate. Or, if you want to look on the bright side, that's a 5% success rate. You just look at the glass 5% full. So congratulations, TSA. You are a moist glass.
But in their defense...
In their defense... Please, Roxanne.
They can look at a bottle of water and know the difference between 3.5 and 3.4 ounces.
This is a crazy thing. If you want to get your, you know, lotion or whatever, moisturizer onto a plane, hide it in a gun.
I once got pulled aside because I was carrying cookie cutters. I had to talk them into letting me take my cookie cutters with me. They, you know, looked at them and they had some serious concerns because they were, yes, metal, they were tin, and there was the possibility I could have done something nefarious with them.
Well, now we know that while they're looking at your cookie cutters, four guys from Homeland Security with AK-47s were walking by behind you.
All right. Yeah, I had them unroll this. I had, like, the two squeezes of toothpaste left in the bathroom, so I threw that in my bag. And it says, like, 3 ounces, right? Well, they unrolled this toothpaste and showed me that it was a 6 ounce tube of toothpaste.
Originally.
Right. Yes, originally. And they said it has to be under 3 ounces.
Did they throw it away?
Yeah.
They said
I could mail it home.
This is all the terrorists are like, why did we try so hard to deal with this? I mean, like, you know, remember the underwear bomber? Remember him? Somewhere he's sitting there going, I set fire to my crotch for nothing? I could have been a right here in my front pocket bomber. They never would have known. Bill, how did Lori do in our quiz?
Well, our crack accounting team has tallied the score, and Lori, you got 3-0. They all are right.